This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumpus. Thanks for being with us. For the next several minutes, we'll take a break from the major developments in the 2008 presidential race and talk about some major political developments up on Capitol Hill. We've been out to talk about the latest developments in the effort towards passing an economic stimulus package, as well as the effort towards earmark reform during appropriations business, is Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston, a Republican from the Peach State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Appropriations Committee. And, Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you again, and I always enjoy being on your show.
Thank you, sir, very much. We certainly enjoy having you with us as well, and it looks as though the leadership of both the Republicans and Democrats in the House ought to be in a good mood when it comes to economic stimulus legislation today, because it looks as though Senate Democrats are backing off from some of their earlier demands, and the only changes they want to make to the legislation are to extend rebate checks to disabled veterans as well as retired Social Security recipients. What do you make of that concession, and are you okay with those other changes they want to leave in?
Well, I did not support the stimulus package when it was on the House floor the other day, because although it's a great political fix, anytime you're passing out $103 billion, you can show people a good time. But the reality is I'm not convinced that stimulus packages like this are going to create jobs. What you're doing is straight income redistribution. People who make $75,000 a year and pay substantial taxes will not be getting a rebate. And on the other end of the spectrum, there will be $32 billion worth of rebates who go out to people who did not pay in at all. So it is straight income redistribution. And that wouldn't be so bad if you're creating jobs, but economists that we've talked to over and over again said that that is not going to create jobs.
Congressman, what then do you say to your own leadership, John Boehner, Roy Blunt, and even the president, who have been so strongly supportive of this legislation?
Well, you know, sometimes the Republican Party doesn't do what it should do as conservatives. A case example, over the years when we were in the majority, we clearly overspent. We clearly had too many earmarks. We did not take on tax reform or immigration reform. And so just because the leadership doesn't necessarily mean it's great and that that's the gold standard. So, I think that I have a little more faith in hardcore economics and economists who tell us, look, we tried a stimulus rebate system in 1975, Jimmy Carter. We did it in 2001 with George Bush, and it did not create jobs. What created jobs were small business tax credits that change behavior, either make people save more, businesses expand, things like that, that do have a long-term investment multiplier. And, you know, they're drier. They're not as exciting. But the reality is what we're trying to do is create jobs.
So what specifically would your proposal look like in terms of breaks for small businesses and other businesses that might be in a position to create jobs if they have the right incentives?
I think if you could say to the market, we're going to preserve the capital gains tax cut that Bush passed that is going to be that's going to dry up in 2010, I think that would be a strong market signal. I think also given business accelerated depreciation and expensive tax credits that would be permanent or at least long-term instead of just a one-year plus, I believe that those would be a better approach. And I'm not sure, you know, I don't know how we came up with the $146 billion number. Maybe the number should be lower than that. Another thing that we should do is pay down the debt and reform the tax system. We spend a tremendous amount of money paying accountants, lawyers, to tell us how much we owe Uncle Sam. I think probably about 20 to 25% of the population now actually does their own tax return. The rest of us have to farm it out because it's too complicated. And I think that would be something that we could do to stimulate the economy more than anything, because it's dollars that's lost. Manpower hours that are lost filling out forms for Uncle Sam, something that I think 16 countries are moving away from already, and the United States is going to lose its competitive advantage in the marketplace if we don't take a look and see what's going on. And, you know, that's a complicated thing. The stimulus package was passed quickly. It was passed in 48 hours on the House and bypassed committee. It never went in through a committee process. We never had hearings on it. And, you know, so we're spending $146 billion, and this is a Congress who can't reform immigration, who can't pass a farm bill, who can't pass the Federal Aviation Authorization Bill and so many other things. So I've got a lot of questions on both the substance and the process.
Congressman, about a minute and a half remaining in our conversation here, and let's shift to the earmark reform process that Republicans have been advocating, and for the most part, your efforts have been met with opposition from the Democratic majority, and of course, on the House side, the majority always gets its way. Remind our listeners what exactly Republicans have been advocating and what the response specifically has been from the leadership on the other side.
Well, I think that there are good earmarks and bad earmarks, some of them that are defense-related, some of them that are proper expenditures of the Corps of Engineer for, say, river and flood safety, things like that. And then there are the more frivolous ones, the cowgirl museums of the world. And what we want to do is put a moratorium on all earmarks, have a bipartisan, bicameral select committee review everything and put it on the table for, okay, this is how we're going to do it so that we could divide the sheep from the goats. And I think everybody would like additional transparency, the opportunity to vote on earmarks and actually reduce the budget as opposed to just unobligating the funds, and also financial disclosures, and give the people from Idaho an opportunity to take something out that's going specifically to New York, or at least understand why the taxpayers in Idaho need to pay for a New York Woodstock Museum, for example. I think if we do some basic changes, it would be better for the process.
Congressman, obviously earmark reform and all sorts of sunshine being shown on the process was part of the Democratic campaign strategy in 2006 when they took back the majority. What reasons have they given you for standing in the way of some of the changes that you want to make?
I think the reason is that they're divided and that basically they're dismissing that as campaign rhetoric, and they really did not mean it. And they love to point out, well, you guys did it too. And that's one of the major reasons we lost the majority is because we let earmarks get out of hand. And so we're actually trying to save them from themselves. But they're realizing how addicting and how intoxicating the lobbyist money is in the special interest groups in Washington. It's a great way to fund your reelection for your majority party, but it's a bad way to run the government. And that's what the American people told us when they put us out of the majority. But the Democrats are failing to heed that lesson.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. You've been very kind with your time, sir. Thank you.
All right. I look forward to being with you again.
Absolutely. Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Appropriations Committee. This is Dateline Washington.